Good morning. Rain has moved into a large part of interior New York and New England early this morning. It's part of a weak disturbance currently moving through western New York and Pennsylvania. On this track, rain will persist mainly on the light side through a good chunk of the region through the morning drive. However, this wave of low pressure is moving rather quickly, and a drying trend will take place through the remainder of the morning and especially this afternoon. From west to east, we'll even have a return to sunshine for the second half of the day, and this will allow temperatures to push into the middle and upper 60s on average for afternoon highs. The clearing will continue into the evening and overnight period, and with clear skies overnight, it'll be chilly once again, with overnight lows going back into the lower to mid-40s, with even some 30s across the higher terrain. Patchy dense fog is also possible overnight tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. High pressure building in will keep it dry tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures allowed to climb into the upper 60s before a weak front passes through tomorrow night with little or no precipitation. We'll have leftover clouds, though, Thursday morning. And despite increasing sunshine Thursday afternoon, highs will remain in the mid-60s. Cooler air behind that front will continue to flow in on Friday, and most places will stay in the lower 60s for afternoon highs. Over the weekend, we'll have a warming trend with milder air flowing in. Clouds will mix with sunshine for both Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid-70s before the next chance of showers and thunderstorms arrive on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, tropical storm warnings remain in effect for most of the central and northern Baja Peninsula as Odile, now a tropical storm, continues to track northwest over the peninsula. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Weakening will continue, and Odile is expected to become a tropical depression in the next 24 hours. While wind and surf are still hazards, rain is expected to be the biggest threat going forward. Rainfall amounts of 6 to 12 inches with isolated maximum totals of around 18 inches across much of the Baja Peninsula through Friday. These rains are likely to result in life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. Abundant moisture ahead of Odile will increase the threat for flash flooding for the southwestern United States over the next several days, and flood watches have been issued. And Hurricane Edouard continues to intensify over the central Atlantic Ocean about 465 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. A turn toward the north is expected later today, followed by an acceleration toward the northeast tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 110 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slight strengthening is possible during the next 24 hours, but then weakening is expected tomorrow and tomorrow night. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport, Grand Bahama, in the Bahamas at 7:33 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Girona, Spain, at 4:33 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with moderate snow and fog, 32 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with light snow and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, moderate rain and 54 degrees, the dew point 51, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City showers, then increasing sun, lower 70s, Boston showers likely in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low 41. The average temperature, 54, that's 8 degrees below normal. Just a trace of rainfall yesterday for the month, 64 hundredths, which is 89 hundredths below normal. And for the year, 27.42 inches of precipitation, which is 26 hundredths below normal. There were 11 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 47, that's 8 above normal, and 55 for the season, which is 7 below normal to this point in the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 52. The record high 92 set in 1939, and the record low 32 in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening 7:03 p.m., 12 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers this morning, then increasing sunshine this afternoon, with highs from the upper 50s in the mountains to middle 60s in the valleys. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, showers this morning, then increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, scattered showers this morning, then increasing sunshine with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers this morning, then increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Showers this morning, then increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s, clouds giving way to sun Thursday, mid-60s, and mostly sunny skies with lower 60s on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds over the weekend, lower to mid-70s, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.